goodness. Come on, come on, let the anointing flow. Come on, give him a song.
Take me through the King.
Come on, come on. Follow him, follow him. The anointing is moving in here, and he's teaching us how to be obedient to him. He's teaching us how to be obedient to him. We're not little children anymore. We've been doing this for some time. Remember, the devil don't want us to be obedient.
At the throne.
He said, you asked me for this.
There alone.
Yes.
To gaze,
we win this.
We're
going to come up out of this victorious.
We're
going to come up out of this victorious. We're going
to
come up out of this victorious.
We're
going to come up out of this victorious.
Take me
13. I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus my brother. But taking my leave of them, taking my leave, I had to get away for a while. I had to get away. There's some time you need to get away to yourself. You need to get away just you and the Lord. If it means just going sitting in your car, if it means just riding up and down the street, sometimes you just need to get away from stuff. We let so much come into our mind, so much come in, and your flesh be saying, well, get an understanding. No, 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 no. Sometimes you need to get away.
Take me to the King.
Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Always, always. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor any of his seed begging for bread. And make it manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet Savior of Christ, a sweet smelling Savior, your holiness. He said, it pleases me to bruise you. You wonder why you're going through so much. Wonder why so much is upon you. Wonder why you can't sleep at night. Paul said, I could not. My spirit was bothering me. My spirit, I just couldn't get no joy. I couldn't get no, Lord, have mercy. When am I going to be happy, Lord? When am I going to have some joy, Lord? When am I going to have some comfort, Lord? When am I going to have some peace in my mind, Lord? Yes. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, and them that are saved, and in them that perish. To the one we are savior of death to death, and to the other, the Savior of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, and in the sight of God, we, God, speak we Christ. No matter what we go through, we still speak Christ. No matter how hard it may get, we still thank Christ. No matter what the enemy may come, we still know Christ. No matter what I may think I may not be able to do, I still thank Christ. The harder it come, the more I thank Christ. The more burden I come down, the more I know he's going to lift me up. The more I see that it looks as he's getting darker and darker, I know there's light on the other side. I hold my faith. If I would just hold my faith, if I would just keep myself encouraged. David said, I have to encourage myself. It come a time you got to encourage yourself. You got to believe it yourself. Take me to the King. Take me to the King.
Take me to the King.
Take me to
the King.
Hallelujah.
I don't have much to bring.
Come on, children, lift your hands to a holy God.
My heart is torn in pieces. Here's my offering.
It's the best that I've got, God.
Lay me at the throne.
Oh, yes.
Leave me there alone.
Hallelujah. I want you to feel it from the inside.
Gaze upon your glory.
He's teaching you. your spirit how to control your flesh. Let your mind hear him.
Take me to the King.
Can you feel the anointing, children?
Take me to the King.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Take me to the King.
Hallelujah, King of Kings.
Take me,
Lord of Lords,
to the King. Take me to the King.
Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
Take me to the King. Take me to.
I pray that this CD have been a blessing to your life. And all I can say to you in making this CD is that my life never be the same.
Where do we go from here?
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our pastor's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschrist.hop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. So you came, you thought I was worth keeping. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. Oh, you thought I was worth keeping. You thought I was to die for. Oh, so you sacrificed your life so I can be free, be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. Oh, you thought I was worth keeping, keeping, keeping. Oh, you thought I was to die for. Sacrificed your life. Oh, oh. I give you glory, I give you praise. Oh, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory to the God who changed my life. And I will praise you, I worship you, I give you glory, I give you praise. So I can be whole, so I can tell
everyone.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to the God who changed my life. Hey, hey, and I will praise you. I worship you. I give you glory. I give you praise. Oh, oh, everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving.
Heavenly Father, we come in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come to you, O Father, the only help that we know, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. O Lord, we come before your throne this morning. O Lord, we come with humble hearts and contrite spirits, Father. O Lord, we thank you for your spirit this morning as you rain down your anointing on your people. Oh, Lord, we know it's nobody but you. Nobody can do us the way you do us, Lord. Nobody can stir the soul the way you stir the soul. Oh, Lord, we want to say thank you now. Lord, we want to stand in your tabernacle this morning. Oh, Lord, we want to sing from the mountaintops. We want to say hallelujah. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your beloved son, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for all that you've done in this place. We thank you for your glory and your majesty that's been on display this morning, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for touching the heart. Dear God, thank you for pulling on the reins of the heart, oh, Lord. Oh, Father, we need you in this time of need right now. Father, we know in our weakness that you are made strong. And, oh, Lord, we're yet leaning and depending on you. Oh, Father, we say thank you. From the bottom of our heart, oh, Lord, we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we offer you this prayer. Amen and amen. Before I go any further, I want to give a hand to the Lord. Is there somebody in here that will praise God with me this morning? Is there somebody in here that know the goodness of God this morning? Did you not see it on display this morning? Did you not see the Spirit come down as a dove and light on his people? What a mighty God we serve. Glory, hallelujah. I'm not going to be here before you long. Get his choir hand. Give it up, give it up, give it up. That boy sung a song that's my favorite song. He had me reaching for some tissue. I was about to break me down. And hold on a minute now. Wonderful job. Thank you for the glory of God setting down on his people. Like I said, I'm going to be like Reb this morning. I ain't going to be long. I'm going to hit it, split it, and quit it, and be through with it. I ain't going to do the fool. I'm going to be cool. They used to call me Cool Rod back in the hood. It wasn't always Hot Rod. Sometimes it was Cool Rod. I see Unc throw his hand up. I used to tell him when we was playing baseball, I used to play shortstop, and I wanted all the pressure. If the game was tied in the ninth inning and it was two outs and they had the bases loaded, I'd be on shortstop screaming, hit it to me. I love pressure. I tell him, hit it to me. And Dwayne Wells was on the side of Unc. He'd be looking at me like, he done lost his mind. He been smoking that weed or something. He done lost his mind over it. But I love the pressure. I live for it. Pressure make diamonds. God has blessed you so tremendously. That's all I'm basically saying from my heart, is that God has blessed you so tremendously. Doesn't matter where you started at, it matters where you finish it. That's what it's all about. It's gonna be a journey. Some of them go out runners and some of them gonna fall behind us, but it's all good. Because if it's all good, then it's all God. And if it's all God, then it's all good. Glory, hallelujah. Blessed is the name of the Lord. I don't know, maybe I feel like preaching this morning. It could be something else. You know, we here at Mount Calvary, you know y'all something else. I ain't talking about them other Mount Calvary down there and them people up there up the street. Y'all something else. Yeah, y'all showed out this morning. And I can tell you what, if Rev got to go down to Mount Zion, hey, they going to know Calvary's in the house. Believe that, Calvary going to be in the house. I'll tell you, we have much to be blessed for. My soul, my soul. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me out of all of my fears. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. Oh, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see, Miss James, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, yes, fear ye the Lord, ye his saints. For they that fear the Lord shall not want for anything. Oh, yes, young lions, they do hunger and lack. But they that seek the Lord, they shall not want for any good thing. Oh, yes. What man is he? The scripture said, what man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Is that not right? What man is he that does not desire life and love it many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Oh, yes. Do good. Seek peace. Depart from evil. Seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And the righteous, they do cry, and the Lord heareth them and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. Oh, yes, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and he saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Oh, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord has delivered them out of them all. Glory, hallelujah. Blessed is his name. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you do. Lord, I love you. And Lord, we need you in this place. I give him glory. I give him honor. And I give him praise for being in my life. It's to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. He is my God. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. I give honor to my pastor, Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr., to Minister Cindy Michelle, my sister in Christ, to the officers of this church, the many members, family, my wife, Miss Jennifer Denise Lonix, my boys, Ray and Evan, Daddy loves you. Thank you, Jen, for putting up with me all week. I've been up on 10 for a while. You got to turn me down, Jen. God is good. To all the family and friends, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For those of you that have your Bible, I won't prolong you. I won't be here long. If you go to the book of Psalms, the 51st number of Psalms, beginning at the very first verse, our focus verse is the 12th verse. And those of you that have your Bible, would you please stand in honor of the written word of the Lord? And if you cannot stand, the God that we love and we serve, he understands, because he is omniscient and he is all-knowing. In the 51st Psalm, beginning at the first verse, recorded here are these words, and it reads as thus. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We know that the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart, and God will not despise you. To those that don't know me, I'm Reverend Rod Lonix of Mount Calvary Baptist Church, ambassador and evangelist for Jesus Christ. Today's work is titled Restoration is Preparation for Your Elevation. Restoration is preparation for your elevation. This word restore is a root word of restoration. And it has a twofold to it. One could be spiritual and the other could be physical. The returning restoration is the returning of something or someone to their original state in the physical. Christians may look at it as that, but they may also look at it as mainly improved beyond measure through the redeeming work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In other words, we must understand that spiritual restoration always grows us, multiplies us, and improves us. It grows us from boys to men as preachers. It grows us spiritually to become mature in the spirit. It multiplies us because the gifts that we receive from God, we take them to help others that we may spread this gospel to help someone else. Are you with me, Mount Gavin? And not only that, it improves us, because if these two work together, then it improves us to enlarge our territory for the work that God has given us for the kingdom. So it does multiple things. It grows us, it multiplies us, and it improves us, and people are able to see the God that is in you. Are you with me, my cabin? You see, this thing here, it works multifaceted. It's so multifaceted that our final condition is superior to its original state. In other words, if you ever meet this man called Jesus, you'll never be the same. You understand what I'm saying? If you ever meet Jesus for real, then you'll never be the same, because you won't do the things that you used to do. You won't say the things that you used to say. You won't go to places you used to go. And you won't hang out with the same people you used to hang out with. You are being restored by the Lord. And that's a blessing for you, Mount Calvary. Because Mount Calvary has been restored. Spiritual restoration comes when the Holy Spirit, it illuminates God's truth from his word in your heart, in your mind, and in your life. If your heart is right, then your mind will get right. You hear me say it all the time, you need to get your mind right. If you get your heart right, then your mind will get right. And if your heart and your mind is together, then your life is going to show it. Do you understand what I'm saying? If your heart is right, if it's fixed on Jesus, if it's anchored in the Lord, yeah, and if your mind is together, if it's focused and it stays on Jesus all the time, then your life is going to show this work. It'll show that you have been restored. It'll show that restoration has taken place in your life. And we all need some restoration. Is that not right? Because restoration is preparation for your elevation. And if God decides to use you, then he's about to elevate you. God doesn't work down on the ground. Heaven is not down on the ground. God works elevate. Are you with me? He'll bring you up out of the miry clay. He'll take your feet and set it up on a rock, the rock of his salvation. You'll be all right in the Lord if your heart and your mind is anchored in the Lord. Are you with me? Your restoration is your preparation for your elevation. Oh, yes. Now, see, I'm going to tell you like this here. What God has for you is for you. Can't nobody take it from you. Whatever God has for you is for you. And the devil in hell can't take it away from you. What God has for you is for you. No one can mess up your blessing but you. And can't nobody do you but you. But can't nobody do you like Jesus. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. You see, Mount Calvary, we might not be all that we want to be. We might not be all that we need to be. But if we better than what we used to be, then we've been restored somewhere. You understand what I'm saying? Restoration is preparation for your elevation. Oh, yeah. You see, we all right. We all right, because if God is taking place in your life with restoration,